Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monkey Edition. The first week of June, the January 6th hearing starting on Thursday. I'm celebrating a birthday this Sunday and going on Foxy News. You know, I don't care what they ask me. I'm talking about the January 6th hearings. This time for sure, I swear to God, all you people, mark my words.
Are you going
to
pull a CJ? No matter what they're talking about, you're just going to say whatever the heck you want to say?
You know, I was flipping down the dial today and I heard CJ on Tom Hartman show again.
Oh, God.
So just for the record, CJ, you're not welcome here today. You've used it up on another fine progressive radio product. But, yeah, CJ's already burned a host or two today. So, you know, we're moving beyond CJ. But 844-967-2789. If your name is not CJ, you're welcome here. Matt from Minneapolis, that includes you.
Oh, hey, Crudy.
Hey, Matt.
I'm really disheartened with a lot of what happened in Philadelphia. That's my hometown, and, you know, it just seeing, you know, the places that I used to hang out like 20 years ago when I was in my early 20s, and just seeing that like as like a place that was a target, it really hits pretty close to home. I mean, I'm saddened that there are people that are, you know, dead from this. And, you know, it's like I've got kids that are of school age that go to schools. And, you know, something that really stuck out to me that I heard on the Santita Jackson show on Friday was that we're living in an age where we've got a really massive anger issue. And then while I was on hold, it started to dawn on me that for as many reasons as we can come up with for the reasoning behind all these shootings, it's not reasonable, and that as many shootings as there are, there's going to be that many reasons in their mind for going to do something beyond they're unhinged, and they can become, you know, the good guy with a gun can become unhinged at any moment. And that's kind of where I see the problem. They're just never... You got to take the guns away from these guys because, I don't know. I mean, that's the part of the equation. Every other country has mental instability, but they don't have the shootings because they don't have the other ingredient, the guns, for the unhinged people. I don't know.
Well, you make an excellent point, Matt. I would say, and I appreciate you listening on AM 950 KTNF up in Minneapolis. The other ingredients do exist. If you believe Republicans, what the other ingredients are, you know, they're America's cinema and their rap music and their, you know, first person shooter video games. And of course, high Joe Biden inflation at the gas pumps got people unhinged. But all those things exist in other countries as well. American culture is world culture. People want our culture. They gobble it up all around the world. So it's not that other people haven't been exposed to the same stuff that America's kids have. The biggest difference is, in other countries, they don't live under fear of being shot in a public place or in their schools. There's no history to this. And if there is, the other countries seemingly had the political will to end it, to take guns away, to do gun buybacks like Australia, like New Zealand, like lots of places in the world. And we're the only ones that never seem to solve anything except thoughts and prayers. Well, you know, here's something I think would perhaps move the needle at least slightly. There are Georgia parents that are looking, Uvalde parents that are looking to sue the Georgia manufacturer of the newest AR-15 manufactured for use in this latest, you know, massacre, at least the one in Texas, because there was one in Philadelphia that Matt referenced, and there were several over the course of the weekend. Every day there's a mass shooting now, sometimes multiple mass shootings. Can't even keep track of them. Well, it's not all unhinged people. And yeah, there's certainly a mix of domestic violence in there, but those are usually targeted against someone, you know, the victim knew the perpetrator. But most of these mass shootings of late, they're carnage. They're caused by a weapon of mass destruction, or at least a weapon of war. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to comment, taking you out of the hour, perhaps, on this wonderful comment by Kyle Rittenhouse, who claimed he was going to be attending Texas A&M, but Texas A&M said, no, you are not. And then apparently he's claiming he's going to Blinn College, which apparently he's enrolled, but he hasn't signed up for any classes because he's, you know, so terribly busy. But the last item they said about this guy in an article I was looking at, Cootie, is even better, because previously Mr. Rittenhouse had claimed he was studying nursing at Arizona State University before a spokesperson said, no, he has not enrolled and not gone through the admissions process. Pathological liar much? I mean, where is this guy going to go with his kind of loose association with truth?
MAGA World. He's going to be embraced by the Trumpster MAGA World. That's where he is, a bright shining star. Look at Herschel Walker, the Georgia senatorial candidate. I mean, the guy had a distinguished football career, but the guy lied and basically said he graduated as valedictorian of his high school class. They didn't award any such award. He said he graduated like in the top 1% of his Georgia college class. The guy never graduated from college. He said he owns like one of the biggest corporations in Georgia, a corporation that does not exist. And he's the nominee for the Republican Party in Georgia for the U.S. Senate. They need this guy to beat Warnock to win back the U.S. Senate, the advantage. So lying is almost a prerequisite, Joe. If you can't lie well enough, you cannot represent the GOP.
It's true. It's true about lying.
You know, it's all sort of lying with a purpose. You know, little white supremacist lies, if you will, Joe.
Yeah, right.
Appreciate you calling and listening. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate Joe's calls. You can be like Joe. You can always join this big program. The Monday edition, the J6, it's getting started on Thursday. I can't wait. And your phone calls, you could keep rolling through to the happy hour and the happier happy hour. Dom's joining next. But you, fair listener, you are always welcome here at 844-967-2789. You know, I was hoping you'd play something for your red shirt fans, Brad. You know, woman in red, I don't know. You know, firewoman, I like that, but. That red's popping, baby. There's a happening color on you.
I'll save that Simply Red for Dom.
Come back. More Devil's Advocate. The happy hour starts right now.
You are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Peachtree dish.
It's Enrico Palazzo!